I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Grand Gateway Hotel and its parent company are found liable for damages on almost all counts. And high school students in Gamble on St. Lawrence Island talk to their teacher about a cultural tradition in different generations. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal jury has ruled against the Grand Gateway Hotel in Rapid City. With just one exception, Retzel Corporation and the Grand Gateway Hotel were found to have discriminated against Native Americans. South Dakota Public Broadcasting C.J. Keene was in the courtroom. Dancing and drumming are essential to Siberian Yupik culture, passed down by ancestors. Josie Ungott and Janessa Nunguk are dancers and high school students in the village of Gamble on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. They talked to their teacher about what the cultural tradition was like in different generations. High school students Josie and Janessa wrote and produced this story with help from Alaska Public Media Health reporter Rachel Cassandra. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.